Vanessa Martinez, and this is a Friends with Friends podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm here with Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm the biggest Friends fan, as many should know by listening to five seasons.
Yeah, so we are on the 117th episode, the one with the ride-along, and it's season 5, episode 20, and it premiered on April 29th, 1999. With 19.6 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yes, so the guys go on a ride along with Phoebe's NYPD boyfriend, Gary, played by Michael Rapaport, and it reveals the true feelings for each other. Ross's ex, Emily, is getting married the next day, and Rachel somehow gets in the middle of it again with a voicemail. So there's only kind of really like two storylines in this one. Wouldn't you agree? Like
yes.
The ride along and then the voicemail.
Yeah, we kind of see a little bit of another storyline involving Monica and organizing pictures, which I can totally relate to.
I know.
I love organizing pictures. It's my favorite thing.
I can't believe it. You are so Monica in that sense. I don't organize pictures.
Category. So actually, my laptop right now is sitting on top of my like organizers, my photo organizers.
Oh my gosh.
Hard drive full of pictures that are have like, you know, event or like person, you know, the name. But and I'm also thinking of organizing it even more and making subcategories. But then when I think about, you know, having them in just multiple places, like I don't know how to deal with that. Like I don't want to have three files of the same picture in like different folders. Like it's just confusing.
Yeah, you're very good at that. The way I organize photos, like from the past, I would upload them on Facebook and then I just have albums. And then if I want to print one, I just go and then save it, download it, and then print it. You know what I mean?
But the quality goes down.
That's true. I guess I'm just not as organized as you are.
It depends too, like how important pictures are to you. Like to me, they're kind of like always important, like I always scrapbook. So
yeah. Oh yeah. If you scrapbook, then yeah. They're important.
I haven't really taken a lot of pictures, you know, this past year because of the pandemic, but hopefully we'll get out there soon and create more memories.
Yeah, exactly. So that was like a little mini storyline. Mm-hmm. But the main storyline was Phoebe's boyfriend, Gary, taking the guys out for the ride-along.
I really liked this, especially because you kind of see how big of a baby Chandler is.
I know. He's like more, you know, they each have their different characters. He's more sensitive and feminine and funny. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Ross is more the romantic and smart dude. And then Joey is like the loyal friend. You know, they each have different characters of men. And you see how feminine Chandler is.
Yeah. And I noticed how, you know, so first off, Phoebe goes on a Gary's cop car and they're, you know, stop crime. And the guys show interest in wanting to go on this ride along with him. And Chandler's like, no, I don't want to go. You know, at night, it's too scary.
Too scary. Yeah.
But doesn't really say that he's scared, but you could just tell he's scared.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the car, Joey buys a sandwich, but he can't eat it because the car is going to smell and he's going to make a mess.
Yeah. So it's Gary doesn't want him to get his car messy.
Yeah, and it's a sandwich that's super good that he keeps smelling because that's the only way he's, like, able to eat the sandwich is through his smell.
I know.
So, and then Ross misbehaves with a little flashing light, so he gets sent to the back seat of the car.
Yeah, it was so funny. And the sandwich, too, when they were talking about how good the sandwich was, it made me want to get, like, a meatball sandwich. And I don't like meatball sandwiches. Like, I just think it's too much. But the way that Joey talked about it. Yeah, the way that Joey talked about them, like, okay, maybe I'll try it, or maybe I want one now.
Yeah. So I guess the whole highlight of this whole car, the ride-along thing is when Joey saves Ross from what they think is a bullet.
Yes. And it's not, though, because Joey was just saving his sandwich, but Chandler didn't know that until later in the episode. So Chandler got all butthurt with Joey saying, why wouldn't you save me from a quote-unquote bullet, but it was car backfire. And so then that becomes a whole thing with their friendship. But then, you know, I like that they never tell Ross that it was because Joey was saving the sandwich.
Because this was such a life experience for Ross. He, like, looked at Joey like a hero.
It was so funny. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so funny. And the way that, like, he's like, I am a changed person, you know, like.
Yeah, it's a life experience. It was funny. The way Ross reacts to it, you kind of see he kind of has like a childish like behavior to him sometimes.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And
yeah,
this comes out in this way, you know, he had an experience, and we'll hear more about it, you know, when we talk about Emily calling. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, but I it's cute that they don't ruin that for him too. You know what I mean? Like Joey and Chandler could have easily been, hey, remember when the car backfired? I was actually reaching for my sandwich. You know, they didn't tell him that because they, you know, they love him and that's what friendship is. It's like, you're not going to just be like, you know, like you're just not going to tell somebody when they appreciate something so much. You're just not going to be like, I take it back. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah. That's cool. Yeah. But then also, also, you know, Chandler's so hurt because he thinks, you know, hey, how come you didn't save me, but you saved Chandler? And and that's when Joey has to explain to him, no, like, I was really saving my sandwich. You know, I wasn't trying to save Ross.
Yeah, and
Chandler felt better about it.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. Should we take a quick break and talk about Emily's voicemail?
Yes, that's all we have left to talk about. There's no three
that's
friends.
All we have left, so we'll be right back.
Bye.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
We're back. So the guys just are on a ride along. You know, we see Phoebe at the beginning of the episode, you know, kind of introducing the whole ride along concept to the guys.
Yes. And then what? We don't see her again for a while. Like, she's not in the ride along. She's not in Rachel and Monica's apartment dealing with the photos and Margarita and the voicemail. Like, you don't see her again until at the end. And I'm just like, I wonder why she wasn't in that episode very long.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to read like why she wasn't, but there wasn't really any information about it. Mm-hmm. So maybe like she wasn't feeling good, or maybe, you know, something else, but I couldn't see why she wasn't in that episode that much. So yeah. I thought that was a little strange.
Yeah. So another storyline in this is just features Monica and Rachel. You know, they decide, hey, we want to make margaritas, but we don't have anything. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Ross's apartment and get some things. And in the meantime, if you need loose change, look in his tray, because he always has loose change. That's another thing we learn about Monica. Picking up loose change.
Isn't that funny? It's funny because I would do that with, like, at home when I was a kid. I would see loose change or dollars. Like, my dad would, like, leave his change on the table. I'd be like, okay, I'm putting it away. You know, like, and I would take it.
But I would feel too guilty.
No, but then it's like, oh, where'd you get that money from? I found it around. And you know who recently did that? Is my sister's kid, Khaleesi. She was like, I'm like, Khaleesi, how do you have $23? She's like, I just found it. I'm like, what? But kids do this, and then Monica's a grown woman, and why is she doing this to Ross?
Yeah, and apparently Ross ends up knowing about it, as we see later in the episode. He knows about it, he just lets it slide. So anyway, so they go over to get the stuff for this margarita that they're going to make. They don't just get lime or whatever it is. They get like the blender, they get the mix, they get everything that they need for this margarita.
So while they're there,
Emily calls and she leaves a voicemail to Ross, and she says she keeps thinking about him.
Yes, I know, because she's getting married the next day, and she's all, she's getting married the next day, and she goes, are you thinking about me? You know, it's like, what? No.
Yeah,
no.
She's like, call me before tomorrow, you know, maybe we can make it work.
Yeah,
not cool.
Not cool for her to try to weasel her way back in. Like, she's the one who wouldn't move to London and you hurt Ross and all this stuff. Like, so anti. But this is the last time we're going to hear from Emily as well. So we're not going to hear her as Helen Baxendale from again. So, but it was interesting that they had to, like, I don't know why, like, why couldn't they just let it be? I wonder why they had to, like, include this episode with the voicemail. You know, what was the reasoning behind that? So,
yeah, who knows? Maybe to just close that chapter for good, but I thought it was already closed.
Me too. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I thought it was already closed. I thought, you know, like, after he got off the phone with her, when she was like, I don't trust you, I thought it was donezo. But now, you know, she pops up again. I guess it's just maybe just to be like, you know, like, this is unfinished, but then it's finished. Because then Rachel actually is there for him again and convinces him not to call her back.
Yeah. The whole debacle with this voicemail is Monica wants to erase it and Rachel doesn't.
Yes. And then Rachel actually does.
Deletes it. And the whole thing is, it's funny because when Monica says Emily is crazy for walking out in her wedding, and also if Ross would go stop their wedding, like, you know, and she's kind of implying that, like, it's a subtle jab to Rachel, who, you know, went to stop the wedding and also walked out on Barry.
Yes, I know. It's funny. But they always, they kind of jab at her that, because it's funny, you know? So I like that they have that sense of humor of it. But just like they always jab with the whole that we were on a break thing. So, but that comes up several times too, like the little comments about, you know, stopping the wedding and stuff. But I like that, you know, Rachel, like, convinced him not to do it. It's like, this is the experience to prepare you for the experience, you know?
Rachel talks to Ross and it's kind of admirable, I guess, that, like, she kind of just, you know, hey, there was a voicemail. She called you. And you just see Ross completely shrink in the seat because he had this near-death experience and it's just too much to handle in one day for him. But it's really funny when Ross says, yesterday I wouldn't have even considered calling her back, but my ex-wife calls on the day I have a near-death experience. That's got to mean something. And Rachel says, that wasn't a near-death experience. That was barely an experience.
I love how dramatic he is. It's just funny. Like, the way that that David Schwimmer, anytime he has these kind of, like, strange things, like, you know, when he first got told about Chandler and Monica, and then the way that he, like, drops his shoulders.
You cared
and, like,
about me, you know?
Yeah, and then he does the same thing here, where it was, like, a near-death experience. Like, it's just good acting, good comedic acting by David Schwimmer, the way that he's saying this and leaning into his lines and you know, carrying them across, it just makes it funny. So
yeah, and then then later on in that conversation he says, maybe this was a close call day. You know, like, he just wants to label the day as something. He almost got back with Emily, you know.
He's a very scientific guy. He has to label things so that it is what it, you know, like, it's not just
everything,
like, oh, whatever.
It has a purpose and a meaning.
Purpose. Yes, like, just like an experience or experiment, you know, it's like you have your thesis, hypothesis, and then the ending. Like, he's very much like this.
At least everything happens for a reason, and I have to find out why.
But it's nice. Again, it's nice that Rachel still cares for him and that, you know, she's going to tell him where Monica didn't want to even tell him. So, but I'm glad that he didn't call her either, because if he called her, that would have changed things. That would have changed the trajectory of, like, his relationship status and everything, you know? So I'm glad he didn't call her.
I was annoyed that Emily called. To me, it's just kind of like, and I'm glad he didn't answer it. Yeah, like you said, I agree with you.
Yeah, so, but this is the last of her. This is the last of her, for sure.
Oh, good. Did you have a favorite line?
No, mine was just the one that you said, that this was an experience, you know, so. That was a good
one. Barely an experience.
Yes. But anyways.
Yep. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Phoebe and Gary's relationship is getting serious. Plus, Rachel buys a hairless cat.
Oh, that's so weird.
If you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, then follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.